motherfucker if you let Shaq pull you out the car. Could you step out the car? Nigga, could you make a free throw? Then I'm not getting out there. I'm just not gonna do it. If you want that nigga not to shoot you, you gotta dress up like a basket. He can't shoot them. He can't shoot baskets. He can't do it. That's my nigga. I can talk about it. I ain't scared of Shaq. Shaq ain't even a gangster in his family. His wife is a gangster. She's my size. She done had five of this nigga's gargantuan dinosaur ass babies. She don't even give a fuck no more. Shaq's baby be 3.5 years old when they come out. She be steady in the conversation. Anyway, girl, I was going, oh. Fuck Shaq. That nigga invite me to his son's 4th birthday party. I get there, me and this goddamn baby is looking each other eye to eye and shit. And his son had the nerve to put his hands up like I'm gonna pick his big ass up. Put your goddamn hands down. Anybody picking you up, nigga, we the same size. You tell it was Shaq's baby because he was real big, but he couldn't talk good. All he could do, he could just repeat whatever the last thing you said. I was like, hey, you want some candy? Oh, candy. Start fucking with you. You want some chicken? Oh, chicken. I confused the shit out that nigga. I said, you want a candy or a whooping? Oh, a whooping. Take it. She gonna fucking cry till she get what the fuck she want. The problem is she can't tell you what she want. She don't even cry like a baby. She cry like a gangster. She just in the high chair, just what the fuck do you got? Grown niggas running around the house looking for what the fuck she want. Just. Gotta love your motherfucking kids, though. You can count on them. Some of your friends you gotta watch. That's the sad part. While you be looking for haters, some of them be closer than you fucking think. They be right there with you. Some of them is clapping right now. Look at them, look at them. No, they be hating quiet. They don't hate loud, they hate quiet. Like every time you say you're gonna do something good with your life, they gotta make a little noise, little sound effect. They just, man, I'm gonna get my shit together. Tell you, they gonna hate. They got to. They don't have no choice. They gotta hate. Jesus was perfect. He only had 12 friends. One of them was a hater. Sat right at the table with him. Jesus was cool. He didn't even say nothing to him. I'd have been Jesus. I'd have fronted them all first chance I got. Just, you gonna sit at my table, Judas? Put some water on the ground. Do you see me walking on water, Judas? I turn you into a frog in this space. They gon' hate. You just gotta take it. You gotta take it. They not mad at us. We think they hate us. They don't hate us. They hate good shit. They used to want good shit, hope for good shit. Then good shit didn't happen to them, and now these motherfuckers hate good shit. They don't hate us. They mad now because they got a raggedy car. They looking at the nigga in the Escalade like he made a fucked up decision. They just, what the fuck he got 6 TVs for in there? It ain't even 6 motherfuckers in there. Don't you worry about it, raggedy bitch. Figure out how to get that duct tape off your tail light. Mind your goddamn business. It's 2007, bitch. Nigga, this shit right here, nigga? I know some of y'all was expecting to hear some jokes from the Pimp Chronicles Part 1, but I don't feel right charging y'all motherfuckers money to see some shit you already saw for free. So bear with a motherfucker. 2007 in this bitch. Life is too short for bullshit. I tell you, you can only care about your kids, your friends, your family, and the person you're in a relationship with. Ladies, y'all are in charge of all relationships with us men. You know that. So get on your fucking job. Yeah, even you, ma'am. Yes, please. She had Tourette. She just hollered out shit for no reason. 98! What? I'm just saying, ladies, if you're in a relationship, it's hard. It's hard. Y'all can't keep talking shit about men. Make up your mind. You either with us or you ain't. Getting tired of women walking around talking shit, talking about fuck niggas, niggas ain't shit. Well, bitch, you need to either get you a girlfriend or shut the fuck up and join the goddamn game. Shit. It's your relationship, ladies. It's your relationship. Some of y'all are being greedy. Some of y'all out there looking for 100% good nigga. And let me just tell you, I had a meeting with all these niggas in attendance tonight, and we established there is no such a nigga. So stop looking for the motherfucker. And if we did have that nigga, he wouldn't want your motherfucking ass. He'd be looking for 100%. Ain't no perfect people, ladies. And sometimes you set your sights too high and don't give niggas no credit. Some of y'all done had 98% good niggas. 98%. And you got rid of them niggas for 2%. 98% good. Niggas went to work, made a check, brought it back, shared it with you, put gas in the car, didn't beat on you, took care of your kids better than his own kids. He can't even see his kids. He rubbing your son's hair and putting his backpack on in the mornings. You done got rid of that nigga for 2%. Now, right now, you sitting in here with a 71% nigga hoping he upgrade. Look at you. Can't even clap because he looking. You know? Just saying, ladies, you got to be happy. How the fuck you gonna have a 98% good nigga and you got rid of that nigga for 2% because he cheated on you? A little funky 2%. You, oh, what? It's different now? Ladies like, nigga, that's a big two, nigga. What the fuck? The fellas is with me. Please make this work, nigga. Please, please. I don't know what you gonna do, nigga. Please. Just gotta understand, ladies, shit is complicated. Part of your responsibility in a relationship is making sure your man don't cheat. Help the nigga out. You know niggas lose focus. We easy to lose focus. We just wanna work and play and fucking eat. And not necessarily in that order, because if a nigga can fuck, we ain't even hungry. We just,
I ate yesterday, I'm good. Just give a nigga a Tic Tac or something. Just...
Ladies, it's time to do some new shit. If you in a relationship and you want to keep the relationship, you got to do certain things to keep raggedy bitches off your man. You are at war with raggedy bitches, because if you don't suck your man's dick, I know a raggedy bitch who will. Now, I'm telling you, if you want your relationship, ladies, however much dick you are sucking, suck twice that amount and see if it does not change your relationship. Look at the fellas. Yes, nigga, yes. What a resolution. Yes, I am behind that. Ladies, look, I see how y'all looking at me. Look, let me say this before I even start. Ladies, if you have made a conscientious decision that you are not gonna suck any dick, that is your right as an American citizen. Let me say it again. If you have made a conscientious decision that you are not gonna suck any dick, that is your right as an American citizen. Now, I will say it don't look good on your resume when you need some shit done around the house. I will say that. Ladies, your job is to keep your man, keep him focused on you. And I think, ladies, if you would just suck a little more dick, I think you don't understand how powerful it is. Just, I'm gonna give you some homework. You try it, I won't even be there. Just how it is. You may not know what to fucking believe. The truth could be stranger than fiction. They won't tell you shit. They won't tell you that Wendy Williams is Sasquatch. That bitch is Bigfoot. Every time she go on hiatus, that's when you start seeing sightings of Bigfoot. Truth will come out later, you'll see. Just saying, that tell us anything. That's why it's called World War III. Because there's a whole motherfucking war going on right now. And they ain't telling us shit. We don't even know whose side is what. Whole war going on. Fortunately for us, it's simple. It ain't even complicated. White people don't get nervous. It ain't about race this time. Mm-mm. Ain't about money this time. No. This time it's the lie versus the truth. Just that simple. The lie versus the truth. That's it. Just the lie versus the truth. The the lie. I'm not here to say what side is the best side. I'm just saying them the sides. Watch this. Where's all the lovers of truth at in the building? Make some noise if you love the truth. Look at the lovers of truth strong in this bitch. Keep that same energy. Don't switch up on them. The lovers of truth. Watch this. Where's all the liars in the building? Make some noise, liars. Yeah.
Look at the lovers of truth.
What? I didn't think they would tell the truth. Liars do what the fuck they want to do. But just understand, it's two sides. You always got to have a proper respect for your ops. One of these sides don't respect the ops. The lovers of truth, they don't give a fuck about the lie. And they will tell you, bitch, this is the truth right here. I don't give a fuck. You tell them about the lie, they don't, the lie ain't shit. Shit. Lies run the world. Better respect it. Lies run the world. Every time one lie get told, 1 million people make $1 million. For every lie, you know who the fuck paid for it? Whoever the fuck don't know, it's a lie. That's who the fuck paid for it. Yep. And they lie to all of us. Some of us. Look at white people, not us, yes. All of us. They lied to us all together. They told all of us in here, there's a chicken wing shortage. Look at people of all races and religions, genders and creeds, all agreeing. They damn sure did say that. They told all of us, there's a chicken wing shortage. And no matter how much we all love chicken, we didn't riot in the streets. We didn't burn burger places down. We just believed them. But liars always leave a clue. They think they smarter than them is. They said to all of us, there is a chicken wing shortage. Did you notice they did not say it was a shortage of chickens? Said it was a chicken wing shortage. But they did not say it was a shortage of chickens. Now, I know some of y'all don't grow up on the farm. Maybe you don't see a chicken every day. But try to envision in your mind what a chicken looks like. Because if a liar can get you to believe some shit, they don't stop there. They double that. Just so you knew they was lying, they said some shit next that don't even make mathematical sense. They said there's a chicken wing shortage, but we got plenty of thighs. Scientists, but I will tell you this. All chicken wings come from a chicken. They get two wings, two thighs. Don't start talking about you got a whole bunch of thighs. Where the fuck you getting these spider leg chickens from? See, the problem is, some of y'all believe in God, some of y'all believe in science. I believe in both. Science might have done some things, and God did some things. Science might have made a lot of shit, but God made the chicken. You ain't gonna tell me God made the chicken. He did that for the world. That's how you know it's from God. What group of people don't fuck with chicken?
Look at the vegans.
It's just us.
God made the chicken. That bitch ain't safe nowhere. Every time a chicken's foot hit the ground, somebody wanna put that bitch in Greece. In China, in France, in Europe, in Mississippi. How you know God made it? Cause that bird is the most delicious bird in the whole world. And that motherfucker can't fly. Because God loves you. If chickens could fly, half the motherfuckers in here be dead right now. If you had to catch your own two-piece, you'll die. You just in the backyard. That was a spicy combo, too. I can't keep missing these opportunities. Anyway, I'm just saying, figure out what you can trust. Because it used to be, it was people out there that we trusted. Their job made us trust them. That they would do the right thing by us. That shit is gone, gone. Been gone. Fuck you mean. They want you to do shit that don't make no sense. That's why I won't even talk about politics no more. Ain't shit to talk about. The fuck I'm supposed to do if both sides is the dumb side. I don't even want to play no more. The fuck is this shit? But that's America. We just don't want what we had last. Ten years ago, some of you ladies was with a full-fledged gangbanger. Look at you 10 years later in here with that bank teller. You look like you work at the bank. That's how our country do. We don't give a fuck. Just don't give us the last shit. We traded in a crazy, deranged, erratic motherfucker. We traded him in for a weekend at Bernie's.
What the fuck is that?
That nigga's the master of the all ass defense. He just. You want this rebound, you gonna have to touch my penis.
No, no, no.
Sometimes you just gotta be able to laugh. They had Michael Sam's come out. He finna be first gay NFL player. And when that shit came out, everybody had an opinion. He was right here, and everybody over there had an opinion, and everybody over there had an opinion. But nobody's opinion was solid. They go up to the player. Do you care that your teammate is gay? Hell no. I don't care what he chooses to do with his own personal life. As long as he comes in here ready to win championships and knows the playbook, then we have a teammate. You mean you don't mind sharing a shower with him? I can shower at the house. It ain't that big a deal, I'm saying. I'm generally fresh than a motherfucker anyway. Why do I? Just saying. Can't make judgment all the time. Sometimes you gotta be able to laugh. I don't have to be motherfucking political. I don't play football. I'm a football fan. I ain't in charge of the NFL. I love the NFL. I love to see football games. And as a fan, let me just say, it's gonna be some exciting shit when the first gay motherfucker walk on the field. And all of y'all think it's gonna be regular. No the fuck it ain't. No, it's gonna be some exciting shit. You think you been tackled before? Nigga. You think you been sacked before? Nigga. I bet you ain't never been sacked till you get sacked by a 6'8", 285-pound nigga that was looking at your ass anyway. He just on the line. Just... Blue 42, that nigga's gonna sack you with love in his heart. We have a big dick malfunction. So anyway, I want to come out and finish, but all of my nuts are out of these pants right now. Don't worry, I ain't went nowhere. I'm just noticing my whole testicles sack is, I'm gonna try to just do the jokes from right here. I couldn't see the screen this whole time. Ladies, where are y'all at? Make some noise. You motherfuckers ain't shit. Y'all ladies talk about you love me, and you didn't tell me my motherfucking perm had left the building 20 fucking minutes ago. You didn't say shit. I looked up there and thought I saw El DeBarge and Rick Fox walking up while I'm trying to talk to shit. I'll be right back. Give me 30 seconds. Sorry about that. I tried to run back there and change pants and forgot the lion was out there. I ran right up on that motherfucker. Fuck them pants. Fuck that. I can't. I was talking about we all got to be able to laugh at the end of the day. And I talked about the homosexual shit, cause it's a big motherfucking deal, and it things ain't like they used to be. Used to be if we had big questions, there was places we could go and get our questions answered. But things done changed now. If you wanna know some answers, you gotta find them out yourself. I don't know if y'all been to church recently, but church is not answering any questions about anything at this particular time. I ain't talking about white church. I ain't talking about black church. I'm talking about church. Church as official has said you can feel free to come in and praise and worship all you'd like. And by all means, pay your motherfucking tithes. But if you have any questions for Jesus, you should ask him in the parking lot on the way to your house. You gonna have to figure this shit out yourself. The white church, we thought they was finna answer some questions about the Catholic scandal. They ain't answer no motherfucking questions at all. Kinda fucked up. I was getting ready to say something about them, and then they switched their shit up. Have you seen the new pope? This motherfucker ain't like the rest of the popes. This motherfucker is special. This motherfucker is almost a nigga. He say some shit you ain't expecting and then just walk the fuck off. They asked the new pope, they was like, new pope. New pope, what do you think about homosexuals? New pope said, who am I to judge? Oh, that was some gangster shit. I'm glad to see a pope that don't look like he ready to die. Shit done changed. They had a pope that quit. What the fuck? How do you call in for work and you work for Jesus? Yeah, Jesus, I'm not even gonna be able to make it today. No, Jesus, it's 10:15 traffic. I was not expecting this, Jesus. Just saying, gotta be able to laugh. I joke with the church, but you gotta believe in something for real. You got to find something to believe in. Let me just say that. I can't tell you what to believe. I'll say, I'm old-fashioned, I'm a dinosaur. I still believe that there's a God and that if you need him, you could call on him and he will help you just like he be helping me all the time. That's just my own personal opinion. I think you should believe in something. These atheists have gotten out of control. These motherfuckers is on some different shit. Motherfucking atheists sending me death threats and shit. Listen here, Mr. Motherfucking Atheist. Ain't nobody goddamn scared of you, motherfucker, cause you ain't got no backup. I had to get here, cause there's a lot of shit going on, not just in the world. There's a lot of shit going on with me. I don't know if you checked it out. I was going through some shit. They arrested me 5 times in 5 cities in 5 days. What the fuck? Bitch, I am not the international man of mystery. What the fuck? They arrested me so much, as soon as I see the police, my body just automatically assumes the position. Just. See how I made the hog tie available? Because they know I like to fight. It's fucked up. I got arrested in a Target. How the fuck do you go to jail in an electronic superstore? A white man at the Target caught me off guard. He called me a pussy and a nigga and a pussy and a nigga and a pussy and a nigga and... I said, I am not finna be one of these. Bam! What the fuck did I just do? What the fuck? Life has a way of sometimes sending you subtle wake-up calls. Anytime you are standing next to Suge Knight and you are the person going to jail, that is a wake-up call for your ass. I'm into pictures like this. That's why it's called World War III.
Because there's a whole motherfucking war going on right now. And they ain't telling us shit. We don't even know whose side is what. Whole war going on. Fortunately for us, it's simple. It ain't even complicated. White people don't get nervous. It ain't about race this time. Ain't about money this time. No, no. This time it's the lie versus the truth. Just that simple. The lie versus the truth. That's it. Just the lie versus the truth. The lie. I'm not here to say what side is the best side. I'm just saying them sides. Watch this. Where's all the lovers of truth at in the building? Make some noise if you love the truth. Look at the lovers of truth strong in this bitch. Keep that same energy. Don't switch up on them. It's the lovers of truth. Watch this. Where's all the liars in the building? Make some noise. Liars. Yeah. Look at the lovers of truth.
What? I didn't think they would tell the truth.
Liars do what the fuck they want to do. But just understand, it's two sides. You always got to have a proper respect for your ops. One of these sides don't respect the ops. The lovers of truth, they don't give a fuck about the lie. And they will tell you, bitch, this is the truth right here. I don't give a fuck. You tell them about the lie, they don't, the lie ain't shit. Shit. Lies run the world. Better respect it. Lies run the world. For every time one lie get told, 1 million people make $1 million. For every lie, you know who the fuck paid for it? Whoever the fuck don't know, it's a lie. That's who the fuck paid for it. Yep. And they lie to all of us. Some of us. Look at white people. Not us. Yes. All of us. They lied to us all together. They told all of us in here, there's a chicken wing shortage. Look at people of all races and religions, genders and creeds, all agree. They damn sure did say that. They told all of us, it's a chicken wing shortage. And no matter how much we all love chicken, we didn't riot in the streets. We didn't burn burger places down. We just believed them. But liars always leave a clue. They think they smarter than them is. They say it to all of us, there is a chicken wing shortage. Did you notice they did not say it was a shortage of chickens? Said it was a chicken wing shortage. But they did not say it was a shortage of chickens. Now I know some of y'all don't grow up on the farm. Maybe you don't see a chicken every day. But try to envision in your mind what a chicken looks like. Because if a liar can get you to believe some shit, they don't stop there. They double that. Just so you knew they was lying, they said some shit next that don't even make mathematical sense. They said, there's a chicken wing shortage, but we got plenty thighs. But I will tell you this. All chicken wings come from a chicken. They get two wings, two thighs. Don't start talking like you got a whole bunch of facts. Where the fuck you getting these spider leg chickens from? See, the problem is, some of y'all believe in God, some of y'all believe in science. I believe in both. Science might have done some things, and God did some things. Science might have made a lot of shit, but God made the chicken. You ain't gonna tell me God made the chicken. He did that for the world. That's how you know it's from God. What group of people don't fuck with chicken?
Look at the vegans.
Just us.
God made the chicken. That bitch ain't safe nowhere. Every time a chicken's foot hit the ground, somebody wanna put that bitch in grease. In China, in France, in Europe, in Mississippi. How you know God made it? Because that bird is the most delicious bird in the whole world. And that motherfucker can't fly. Because God loves you. If chickens could fly, half the motherfuckers in here be dead right now if you had to. If you had to catch your own two-piece, you'd die. You just in the backyard. That was a spicy combo, too. I can't keep missing these opportunities. Anyway, I'm just saying, figure out what you can trust. Because it used to be, it was people out there that we trusted. They job made us trust them. That they would do the right thing by us. That shit is gone, gone. Been gone. Fuck you mean. They want you to do shit that don't make no sense. That's why I won't even talk about politics no more. Ain't shit to talk about. The fuck I'm supposed to do if both sides is the dumb side. I don't even wanna play no more. The fuck is this shit? But that's America. We just don't want what we had last. Ten years ago, some of you ladies was with a full-fledged gangbanger. And look at you 10 years later in here with that bank teller. You look like you work at the bank.
The police is on some different shit. I know you've noticed it here. I want you to know it's like that everywhere. The police is on some different shit. Now, I know it's some cops in here. We do not mean y'all.
Y'all are doing a great job. We appreciate it. Just doing your job, keeping us safe out there, and thank you so much.
It's the ones outside we talking about. They on some different shit. The police used to be serve and protect. used to be you are presumed innocent until you are proven guilty. Police is on some different shit. They done figured out they can kill your ass today and come up with a story for the news tomorrow. They done figured that shit out. And they done got so good they can show us the truth and we can see the truth with our own eyes, and then they can lie to us at the same time and confuse us about the truth we just saw with our own eyes. Okay, the first time we all saw it was at the Boston Marathon bombing. Everybody was looking for the fake-ass, bullshit-ass terrorist. He had a four-day head start. He could have been anywhere. But we knew he was in the boat because they told us he was in the boat from a helicopter. That's him in the boat right there. That's him in the boat. Drew a picture around him. That's him laying down at the bottom of the boat. Then they said, the police are here. We gonna back up. Let the police go in and begin negotiations. And all we heard was brat, brat-tat-tat, brat-tat-tat, brat-tat-tat. Then they cut to commercial. By the time they came back, that motherfucker had 20 holes in his chest, a tunnel in his throat. The next day they say, he was in a gunfight. But he didn't have a gun. As a nigga, that is not a gunfight. That's a drive-by right there. That's execution you got caught in. Second time we saw it was in L.A. when they was looking for the ex-black cop, Christopher Dorner. That was some scary shit. They wanted that nigga bad. Let me just tell you, I was in L.A. at the time. And let me just say, you do not want to be a nigga when they are looking for niggas. That was some scary shit. I didn't realize how much of my time I spent being black till I had to try to drive white for 2 days. I'm all up on the steering wheel. That motherfuckers want that nigga bad. They shot up two Hispanic women in a pickup truck delivering newspapers at 4:30 in the morning looking for a nigga. Wait a minute. That is too early and too late for niggas. We not finna be nowhere at 4:30 in the morning, not even if we supposed to be. But we knew he was in the cabin because they told us. He was in the cabin. He's in the cabin. The police have him completely surrounded. There's nowhere for him to go. We are going back up. Let the police go in and begin negotiations. And all we saw was, get that motherfucker. Then they said, it looks like he committed suicide. They just barbecued this nigga on national TV. Do more fucking. Watch this. Where's the men in the building? Make some noise. Men, is y'all in the building? Make some noise. All right. How many of y'all men, by a round of applause, know that Viagra works his ass off? Make some noise. Thank all 12 of y'all for your honesty and your dedication. The rest of you lying sacks of shit. Some of you men tried to break your hands not clapping. You. What did he say? Who been to Niagara? I ain't never been to Niagara. That's what he said. Every man in here know Viagra works. Most shit for men does not work. Viagra is not one of them. Viagra works its ass off. That shit works too good. And every man either knows it because you needed it, you prayed to God for it, for the first time in your life, you said your prayer with your dick in your hand. Just, Heavenly Father, this is your humble servant, Lord. You rose Lazarus from the dead, Jesus. And if you would just lay those same mighty hands on my penile region. You either know it because you needed it, you prayed to God for it,
or you didn't need it. You just figured you tried, see what the fuck it would do before you did need it. But either way, you know Viagra works its ass. As soon as you swallow it, it go right to your dick immediately. You like, wait a minute, I'm not even ready yet. As a man, you be trying to figure out, is it even gonna make my dick big enough for me to even notice? Shit. Viagra make your dick bigger than you have ever seen it before in your life. You don't even want to touch it. It look like another nigga's dick. You just be looking at it. That's your I'm walking with a new dick walk. You fighting the Nazis, you look out. They are 750 miles away. We'll see them bitches in 3 days. And you go to sleep. When you wake up, them bitches is in front of the house on the ring cam. They don't tell us shit. They lie to all of us. They lie to us, cause sometimes the truth is ugly. Sometimes the truth is painful. But if you love the truth, it's the motherfucking truth. But we all get lied to. Look at the Christians.
It's not us.
Yep, y'all too. Used to be you could count on the Christians to holler out a warning to your ass from time to time that you ain't even asked for. They'll just throw it out there. It's the last days. Now the Christians don't say nothing. Now that there's real plagues outside. The Christians going to church on Sunday like Joe Biden. But the truth is, all of us get lied to, even the Christians. They'll lie to any of us, because they just don't want you to know the fucking truth, because you might feel good about yourself. It's only that, or they don't want to tell you, because they'll know it'll fuck you up. But it's the truth, though. They made that whole Garden of Eden up, putting slander on our Lord. Talking about an apple tree. Oh, and they ate the apple. Hey, bitch, my God don't fuck with fruit like that. What the fuck? You act like God will put our whole life on the line over a piece of fruit, bitch? If God didn't want you to eat the fruit, him wouldn't have made the fruit. They just covering up a lie. Because the truth too painful. Ain't no motherfucking apple tree, bitch. You are the tree. This the tree. You the tree, bitch. You are the tree. All right, so if you the tree, then what the fuck is the fruit? This the fruit. If this the tree, this the fruit. The message was, don't touch the fruit. They lied to the Christians, too. Made up a whole bunch of religious stories because they didn't want you to know the truth because the truth is painful. The truth is, your mama's a hoe.
Look at the Christians.
That's far enough, cat. Yep. That's the story of Genesis. Your mama's a hoe.
Look at you. Still don't even want to believe.
No.
Yep.
You talking about the lady that fucked the man and the snake in front of God? This bitch was for the streets 5,000 years before they came up with streets. But you believe the world is fucked up because of fruit. No, it ain't that. Adam was God's son. So who the fuck was Eve? That wasn't his motherfucking wife. That wasn't his girlfriend. That was God's daughter, bitch. The fuck? That's incest, bitch. That shit cannot be fixed. That's why they ratchet ass got thrown out the garden. There they got them as relationship goals. They're saying they lied to all of us. Don't want to tell us nothing about nothing. We done been to 300 planets in space. 300. Earth, moon, plus 300. We done been there. Now, you notice they ain't never bringing back no souvenirs? Here's some shit they don't want you to know. Down here on this planet, we know all about evolution. Don't we know evolution? We know exactly how it works. Don't we? We know life will find a way. It'll start out small. And then it just get better and better and better and better. That's evolution. We done been to 300 motherfucking planets now. And guess what? It ain't no evolution. Oh, not now one of them goddamn planets. Not none, not even a little teeny nitchy bit. Just rocks and dirt. Uh-huh, every single planet. Uh-huh, because they found out the two most valuable things in the universe. Other than God, it ain't but two things valuable in the universe. Water and pussy. Look at the ladies, I'm sitting on one of them.
Look at the Vegas professionals,
I'm sitting on both of them. Yeah, they don't want to tell you that shit. Nothing else in the world means shit. Other than God, it's just water and pussy. Why? Because science ain't made them. God made them. You know how you know God made water, not science? Water is the only thing in the universe. You know the recipe, and you can't make none.
Say it one more time, Cat, for the people in the back.
Uh-huh. Anything else? If you want to make it, you just need the recipe. But as soon as you get it, you can make you something. Not this, though. God made this. And we all know the recipe. H to the 2 to the O. If you put an H and an O together by yourself, you just have a hole. And you can lead a hole to water, but she ain't gonna make none. Yep. I don't give a fuck how good at science you are. You can't take hydrogen and put that with oxygen and come up with no type of water. Not tap water, not rain water, not Flint water, nothing. That's because God made it. It can do 5 or 6 things by itself. It can be ice. You can swim in it, relax in it, bathe in it, swim in it, drown in it, die in it. Just like pussy, that's why they both on the list. Water and pussy.
are you saying pussycat? Because it's the second greatest thing in the entire universe. It's something that exists that mathematically should not exist. The pussy is a fax machine before machines. You fuck me, I make a copy of you, nigga. And understand, women don't have magical, supernatural powers of regrowth. If a woman cuts off her fingertip, she can't grow it back. But she can grow a whole life in her side job. And still deliver a delicious mango for you to eat later. Because you'd value it. I urge all men under the sound of my voice. If you don't have a pussy, get you one. They are a valued commodity in the universe. Look at some of the fellas. I have two. Later, they'll call it investing. They don't tell us shit. They don't want you to know you a superhero. Every last person in here is a motherfucking superhero. I know it don't feel like it tonight. 200 motherfucking years from now, they're gonna be writing books about all of y'all. The motherfucking group of motherfuckers that did shit that cannot be done. These motherfuckers fought an op that cannot be fought. These motherfuckers' op was air. They could die at any breath. And they're gonna be talking about y'all, real superheroes, and it's that time. You can change your whole life if you don't like your life. You ain't never gotta commit suicide, you can just change, bitch. Ladies, if you don't like the way you look, for $22,000, you can change this. You can go to the Dominican Republic and come back and nobody in your family will recognize you, bitch. You just gotta understand it's science and it's God. Just don't ignore God. Don't overdo it. God know what's best for you. You don't know your spine is built to take 90 pounds, ladies. Some of your spines say 90 pounds at the bottom. God wrote right there, 90 pounds. You done went to the Dominican Republic and got 72 pounds of titties, 68 pounds of ass. Put it on that same stock frame. When you turn 55, bitch, you are gonna fold up like a fan at the nursing home. But you can be a superhero, though. Fellas, they got a trap out there for us, too. Sometimes Satan sounds just like the Lord. If you 5 foot, Satan set a trap out there. They got a surgery, 5 foot men. They got a surgery. Only take one night. It give you 6 inches of height overnight.
Look at the short niggas. What?
That's right. Walking that bitch 5'5", come out 6'1". I was tempted. You know how much motherfucking money I got, bitch? I could be 7'3" right now. I be talking to you niggas like it's regular. I'm on my fourth procedure. But you gotta trust God. Can't trust them science for everything. Yeah, as a fella, you gonna look good. Leaning on your car for 6 feet for the first time. But eventually, some niggas gonna ask you to do some nigga shit. And you are not gonna be able to do that shit with your scientific legs. Soon as one nigga wanna play basketball and hit you with the... Your whole body gonna break down, nigga. You know these my new legs. I got these this weekend. You niggas know I ain't took these to the gym or nothing, nigga. Got two calves on each leg. And nobody can beat what God make. That's what make pussy so delicious. Over the pandemic, I was able to explore pussies I had never even tried before. Different flavors and varieties, all delicious.